Recorded Books Inspirational and One Click Digital present The Rail Kings by Jim Walker, narrated by Jack Garrett. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, The Rail Kings.
Chapter 1. Standing between the cars of the rapidly moving train, the young detective was thinking about his future. It was the thing he did best, and the thing he did worst. The wind whistling through the breezeway of the cars made the cold Kansas air even more rousing to his blood. He turned his collar up, then buried his left hand deep in his overcoat pocket. Sucking deeply on his cigarette, he gaped off at the prairie, the monotonous clicking of the rails lulling him deeper into thought. He barely acknowledged the man who came out to stand on the platform with him, a scruffy-looking sort he had seen in the car earlier. The detective had thought he would be the only man light-headed enough to stand in the wind to smoke. He always liked being alone. He especially liked the feeling of the prairie, the sense of being alone on the earth's open sea of grass. His irritation grew as the stranger inched closer, standing far too close for Ed's comfort. Refusing to acknowledge the intruder, he looked off into the grasslands. The brief lack of attention was costly. He didn't see the knife. The rail car was nearly empty. One of the two men who sat near the door had gone outside shortly after the young detective had left the car. The other man sat near the window, his hat pulled down over his eyes. A small family huddled near the iron-grated stove, bracing themselves on the polished oak seats against the movement of the train. The young father held the little girl's hands toward the flaming grate of the coal-burning stove. "It's warm, Nicky." He leaned down and spoke loudly into the girl's ear. "The fire is warm."
"Warm?"
The little girl pressed her lips together and looked up toward her father's face. Her eyes flashed.
"Warm,"
she said slowly and smiled.
"The fire is warm."
"Yes, Nicky, the fire is warm." Her father spoke loudly and directly into her ear. His hand squeezed hers in approval, and then held them once again toward the glowing stove. Across from them, Sam Fisher, a large-framed, gray-haired man with a snow-white walrus mustache, sat stone still, watching silently. His hands were pushed into the pockets of his black overcoat. His derby hat was pushed back, exposing his balding forehead. He clenched an unlit cigar between his teeth and chewed it ever so slightly. The young father noticed Sam studying his daughter. "She's not feeble-minded," he said. "She's blind, and she has a profound hearing loss, but she thinks well." Bruce Elliott was overprotective. At the college where he taught, their family was accepted, and Nicky's blindness was not an oddity. But in the community at large, he still felt the need to fight for a normal life for his daughter. "She's only 5, however," he went on, "and with the poor hearing, she needs practice." The wind rattled the windows on the train, and the swaying movement of the coach gently rocked the glowing green-shaded brass lamps. The movement of the train lent itself to sleep, and the lone man at the rear of the car seemed to be taking advantage of it. He had slumped his large frame in his seat, with his head resting on the window. Sam watched as the man's dingy companion re-entered the car, closed the door, and seated himself on the opposite side of the aisle, lacing his legs across the narrow walkway. He pulled a dark plainsman hat down over his eyes. Sam frowned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?